Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
Born in Tennessee.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew です。日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrews.
Hello, my sister.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, daughters of Zion. Blessings to you all. This is Sister Jennifer with Straight Way, Georgia, and I am with Elder Rufus again tonight. He is he's sitting in the main seat, and I'm just his sidekick tonight. So I need to know if you all can hear me. I see the chat room. Please let me know if you can hear me. Put a 10 in the sound room if you can hear me, and then I'll get a sound check on Elder Rufus. I'll have him say a few words. So it looks like I've got some 10s coming up for me. And now, Elder Rufus.
Shalom, shalom, saints of the Most High, Yah. Blessings, greetings, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior. Hallelujah. It's good to be here. Go ahead and keep the sound checks coming so we can make sure that we are being heard clearly. Looks like we're doing pretty good. We should have a pretty decent broadcast for you guys today. We pray to the Most High that it will be encouraging, it will be uplifting, that it will motivate you and give you a fire to go after the Most High more and more and more. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Sister Jenna.
Hallelujah. Okay, looks like everybody can hear us very well. I just want to first and foremost give honor to our Heavenly Father for bringing us through another dead season, for being so faithful to us in all things, for leading us and guiding us, and for allowing me to have His Holy Spirit inside of me, just to be able to be comforted at the times when I need it, and to be led when I need to be led, and who really gives me the will in my heart to obey Him. You know, I can't do it on my own at all. And I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful for what He has done in my life and what He's continued to do. And He's faithful to complete everything that He starts. I want to just give all honor and glory to my head, Elder Rufus, for being here with me tonight during this broadcast. I'm so thankful to have His wisdom, not only beside me tonight, but to be able to be led by His wisdom throughout my life. The one who has taught me how to become the Ashiah that I need to be. You know, when we first joined in covenant, I didn't understand how a man could teach a woman how to be a wife. You know, I didn't understand how a man could even relate to being an Ashiah, to being a wife, to submitting to someone else. And over the years, over these 11 years, my eyes have truly been open to learn what a true wife looks like, you know, by watching His relationship with the Most High Yah. And so I strive to imitate that in my life, in my commitment to Him and my commitment to the Most High. So bless you, Elder Rufus. And finally, to our shepherd, Pastor Dow, a man of Yah who carries so much weight on his shoulders, a man who submits to the Most High on a level that I've never seen before. I've never met a Jeremiah 3:15 pastor before coming this way, and it is refreshing to see a shepherd who actually loves the people of Yah, who's not looking to use the people to take care of himself, you know, to really see the love being poured out into each and every one of us during the times when we're stiff-necked, we're stout-hearted. I'm so thankful that He loves us more than we hate ourselves. Well, blessings to you, Pastor Dowell, and to your entire family. And I'm going to turn it over to Elder Rufus for a few words.
I'm going to give all praise, first and foremost, to the Almighty Yahweh. All praise to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. He is a magnificent one. He is the wonderful one. He is the one that we strive to see. He's the one that we strive to be like. So I give Him and Him alone all the glory. He is worthy of it. I'm grateful that He put breath in my body. I'm grateful that He's given us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I'm grateful for the mercy and the love and the compassion that He shows us on a daily basis. We are hard-headed people, period, point blank, and you cannot deny it as Israel. And He loves us anyway. And just watching His love towards us, simply amazing to me. Hallelujah. So I give the Most High Yah all the praise, all the glory, all praise to the Most High Yah. Also, let me send a shout-out to Pastor Dow. Pastor Dow is just my friend, period. I don't have words to describe Pastor Dow. I just don't. I said it last time I was on. He's just so much more than what you would expect. You know, you have this ideal in your head of what a pastor is. You have this ideal in your head of what a father is. You have this ideal in your head of what a husband is and what a friend is and what an uncle is and what a grandfather is. You know, all the titles. And He just supersedes all of them, you know. And He sets the bar so high, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you, friend. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Shepherd, for just being who Yah called you to be. Glory to the King. Also want to send a shout-out to another dear friend of mine tonight, Deacon Bell. Shout-out to the house of Deacon Bell. Man, I love you dearly. You've been a friend to me from day one. A lot of y'all don't know, but from day one, me and Deacon Bell have really had like a David and Jonathan type of relationship. And, you know, it's funny because in the natural, I had five brothers, right? Three of them have gone on, and I have two left. But one thing we had, even in the natural, as natural brothers, was love for each other, and we never required a lot of time out of each other. But the love never left. And on the spiritual side of this thing now, Deacon Bell has been that type of brother to me. When we together, you would think that we have just grew up together and worked together and spent all of our days together. But we just don't require a lot of time out of each other. But, boy, I tell you, when we do get together, it's a beautiful thing. So shout out to the house of Deacon Bell. Love you dearly. Love your family. Love your wife. Love your children. Y'all stay encouraged. Love you greatly. Another shout out. Who said a shout out to Brother Ugly up there in Canada? I think a lot of times the saints may just forget the work that goes on behind the scenes. And a lot of our Canada saints are behind the scenes doing things all the time to make the ministry tick. And Brother Ugly is faithful to every single program, that every single broadcast, and every single video, everything. He just dedicated to making sure that the saints get this word as much as they want. And that type of effort and love, I personally appreciate. So shout out to my Brother Ugly over there on the other side of the border, which we can't cross right now. But shout out to you, Brother Ugly. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Love you, man. Just appreciate everything you do for all the different aspects of the ministry. And last but not least, I'm going to send a shout out to my family. And when I say my family, I'm going to say Straightway Georgia. I won't call these guys out in particular because they already know exactly how I feel. And I think Georgia do too. But you can never say it enough when the Bible tells you to know them that labor among you, and you get to watch and see and experience the growth of saints coming into the unity, coming into the knowledge of the truth, and walking out their salvation with fear and trembling. So I am grateful to be here as a willing servant with the saints here at Straightway Jordan. I am grateful to have them as my brothers, as my sisters, as my wives, as my daughters, whatever title that they have. I'm extremely grateful to have them here assisting and sometimes guiding, pulling along, tugging along with me as we endure this race until the end. So bless you, Straightway Georgia. Elder Rufus loves you. And that's what I got. I love y'all. So shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. We love you too, Elder. And, you know, I echo every single word that he stated, all the shout outs that he gave. There's so many people who work behind the scenes. I see Sister Aya in the chat room, and y'all don't know, she does so much, so much behind the scenes, and she always has a smile on her face. Every time I have a request or every time I ask her to do something for me, she does it with such joy, and it's always complete. There's never been anything that she's come to me and said, I can't do it, or I don't have time, or I'm busy. She always is just such a willing, humble servant. So bless you, Sister Aya. We love you dearly. And Sister Ashley, you know we miss you so much. You know I love you dearly, my friend. And the words that Elder Rufus spoke about Deacon Bell, you know, you have those friends who you just have those really mature friendships where, excuse me, you don't require a lot of time. You don't get a lot of time from one another. And Sister Ashley is like that for me. We cannot talk you know, for the whole week. And then if we get maybe 10 minutes to talk about the broadcast, it's like we just talked yesterday, you know, or we just talked an hour ago. It's like we just pick up right where we left off. So it's a blessing for me to have a friend who is not insecure, you know, when you're busy, who understands that you're busy. I understand that she's busy too, but we love one another. And I know that she loves the Most High Yah. So we are going to go to a ministry break, and then I have a question that I asked Elder Rufus this morning, and that's the way that we're going to set the show up today. So we're going to go to a ministry break right now, and then I'm going to share my question with you that I shared with Elder Rufus, and then I want him to kind of expound on what we talked about.
Okay, and in this ministry break, Saints, this is the mailing information for those of you that desire to be a blessing to this ministry, because this ministry has been such a blessing to you. You will get the information that you need to support the good work that is going forward here at Straightway Truth Ministry. So we do thank you. We give the Father the glory. And right after this ministry break, we'll go into this question. I will do my best to answer this question. And I know one thing we're going to do today is we'll take a bunch of phone calls, because we are in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We just celebrated the Passover. So we want to hear from you, Saints, on what you're dealing with, what you're going through, what you're feeling as you're going through the Feast of Unleavened Bread, even though I know it feels different physically. You know, I want to know what you're dealing with spiritually. Hallelujah. So we'll go to this ministry break, and when we get back, we'll get started here, all right? Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. All right, we are back. And I'm just going to go into it, the question or the conversation that we had this morning based on the questions. If you are tuning in for the first time tonight and you're not really sure what you're listening to, this is a sister-to-sister broadcast with Straightway Truth Ministries. And this is a broadcast for sisters. And typically we have two sisters cast, but tonight we have Elder Rufus and myself, Sister Jennifer, and we are doing the broadcast tonight. But typically we have Sister Ashley. She is the host, and I am the co-host. So if you are new tonight, welcome, and please stay tuned. You know, this broadcast will bless you. It truly will. I often go back and listen myself, and I learn a whole lot just from going back and listening. Okay, so Elder Rufus, we are coming out of the dead season, and we are now in the new year. We just celebrated Passover. We are in the midst of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You know, during the dead season, there's been a lot that's happened. You know, of course, Yah's been faithful. but a lot of us have experienced things that have happened. We've experienced losses. There's been a lot, too much to mention. So how do you, going through the things that we've been through, how do you get to the point of being at this new year with a gratitude in your heart and a thankfulness in your heart, you know, without carrying the heaviness and the weight of the dead season?
All right. You always have to encourage yourself in the word of the Most High, yeah. That is the number one thing that it is there for. When the Bible tells you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you need this word to do that. And the perspective that you take towards anything in life should be from this biblical perspective, right? It should be from the promises that the Most High has promised us in this book. It should be from the predestined state that we are in. I mention and say this all the time, that we are in a fixed fight, and we already know we win. It's like, you know, if you were some kind of boxer or a kickboxer or a fighter or something like that, and you go into the fight already knowing you're going to win, all you have to do is just stay in the ring. Don't crawl out. Don't jump out. Don't nothing. And you may be looking like you're going to go down. The opponent may be destroying you, but at the end of the day, that opponent is going to end up losing. You're going to end up having enough strength to beat them, and you win. And all you have to do, like the Bible says, is endure to the end. But, you know, the scripture actually answers your question even better than I can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Psalms 116. And if you would, follow along with me, saints. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to do my best not to stop. I'm going to try to take my time and read it so that everybody can get it and understand it. So I have it here. You don't have to pull up to you. But what I want you to do is really, truly meditate on the words that are said here in this psalm. And we know the psalms are songs that we should be able to sing unto the Most High, Yah. And this should be our encouragement, you know. We should be able to put on the garment of praise no matter what we're dealing with. Hallelujah. And especially when we are transitioning from the dead season into the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the season of spring, you know, when things are alive and coming alive and everything. It should be easy no matter what we've been through because we understand and know the book. So let me go to Psalms 116, and I'm just going to read it just like it's written in here. I'm not going to, because we do have a lot of new people come to the broadcast, so I was going to change up some words, but I'm not. I'm going to read it just like it is in the King James so that everybody can have understanding. And I'm going to try to take my time. I'm going to do my best not to stop and elaborate. And the reason why is because I want the word to soak into your spirit. I want you to meditate on this word. And then as we open up the phone lines for you guys tonight, it may open up questions that you may have because you might have been dealing with things in these past 4, 5, 6 months. And listening to this psalm and knowing what you got going on in your heart may spring forth different questions and different you know, things that you may have on your mind. So you'll get an opportunity. So for those of you that do have questions, you can start lining up. We already have a few callers in the caller queue already, a couple. If you know you're going to have some questions or a statement or a testimony or some of that sort, go ahead and get in there now. Because I think I tell you all the time, one thing Elder Rufus is going to do, I don't be trying to extend no broadcast. You know, I go as long as the Most High tells us to go. Hallelujah. Yeah, so that's what we do. I apologize, thanks. We got a call on our phone. From one of the saints here. So I'm not sure why she's calling. Can you? Hey, let me get a sound check in the chat room. Because maybe she's calling because we can't be heard. Can I get a sound check in the chat room? Can I get a sound check from you saints to see if you guys can still hear me? I put a 10 in there if you can still hear me clearly. Okay. I had no idea why Sister Damaris was calling Sister Jennifer's phone. Yeah, see, I got a 0, but I got all 10s out of everybody else. So maybe they forgot to put the 1 in there. Yeah, okay, yeah, he forgot to put the 1 in there. All right, I have no idea why Sister Damaris will be calling our phones during the broadcast. I have no idea. Hallelujah. All right, but let me read this psalm, saints. And if you would, give me your undivided attention. Like I said, I'm going to do my best to slow down enunciate the words, let them sink in so that we can just absorb everything that the Most High is saying to us. And a lot of this will be for me, because you hear Pastor Dow say these things all the time. You hear other ministers say these things all the time in the faith. But, you know, sometimes we just take the word for granted. We take it like a grain of salt. You know, we don't give it the attention and the seriousness that we need to give it. But it is the bread. It is the living water. It is the life spring for us. Hallelujah. So Psalms 116, I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter, y'all. It's like 19 verses, all right? It says, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bounds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And if you notice in there was a text that was read a couple times. And y'all know that when you're reading the scriptures and if Yah takes the time to repeat something, that means that it is very, very, very important. And in that, he talked, I believe, in verse 14 and in verse 18 about how it is our responsibility to pay. This is what King David did, to pay our vows to the Most High right now in the presence of his people. So we should have that type of attitude no matter what we got going on in front of us, that this is the hour and this is the moment that we have to show the Most High how grateful and how appreciative we are for him, because he is the one that has heard our voice. And our supplication. He's the one that inclined his ear to us. Hallelujah. So this should be encouragement to you. And again, you can really pick any other psalms, but with a lot of the things that we've been going through, this psalm just fit everything perfectly to me and encompass all that we're dealing with. But if we stay focused from this perspective, we will stay encouraged and we will stay motivated as we go through the trials and the tribulations, the ups, the downs, the dead seasons and the seasons of life. You know what I mean? And this is what should make you wake up every day. This is what should make you be motivated to serve the Most High. These are his precious promises to us. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He's going to heal us if we're faithful. It's the children's bread for him to do that. You see what I'm saying? He's never going to leave us begging for anything. He is going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So the biggest issue we have to have, that we need to overcome, is making sure that our will lines up with the will of Yah. And when you get to that point of contentment, knowing that your life has been turned over, knowing that you have given up your life so that you can gain life, that you're not trying to hold on to the piece of crap that you used to be, but you freely give up that so that you can conquer this sting of sin and this sting of death. Hallelujah. And then just knowing that to those that endure to the end, you are the ones that are going to receive this glorious salvation that is always spoken about in the scriptures. So, hallelujah. I hope I answered your question, Sister Jenna.
Yes, you did very, very well. You could have actually continued. But, you know, you said something really important about our will lining up with the will of Yah. And last week, Sister Ashley and I talked about, you know, our relationship with our earthly father and how that really plays a part into how you see Yah, how you see your heavenly father. And a lot of women have unresolved issues, you know, just like we heard last week. A lot of women called in and they confessed, you know, I've had a lot of unresolved issues with my earthly father. And so they were thankful for last week's broadcast because they were able to finally dig more into their past and to, you know, get all the sin out of their way so that they can have the relationship that they need to have with the Most High Yah. Because a lot of times his will goes forward and you start blaming him because you look at him like, you know, like he is your earthly father. You know, like if you've had a passive earthly father who didn't discipline you, who didn't show you love, you don't know what love is. And so when you are called to endure in this life, you don't understand what it looks like to be loved in the midst of your endurance. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And, you know, another thing that this wicked Western society that the majority of us listening to this broadcast grew up in, that it does is it teaches you to be enablers, you know, especially as women, become great enablers. And then another thing is you become blame shifters. You know what I mean? It is always somebody else's fault. You stay in the role of a victim. And see, one thing about the Bible is that the word of Yah, the Torah, it makes you look at yourself. And that's why it tells you to save yourself from this untoward generation. You made this generation untoward, though, because you are the one that turned away from the truth of the Bible. You are the one that turned away from the scriptures. Now, the majority of us, we were fed lies directly from the beginning. But none of us can deny the fact that even coming out of the womb, we still understood the difference between what was true and what was false, what was real and what was fake. We made the decision and the choices to go that direction. So that's why we have all these excuses. We enable people to make ourselves feel better because we're already feeling inadequate for the things that we haven't achieved that we should have achieved. You know what I mean? And so forgiveness is always at the door. We should have that mindset. Forgive, 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 forgive. Why? Because he forgave us. He forgave us. Align your mentals, the scriptures. Align your thoughts. Align your actions and your being with the scriptures. Search the scriptures diligent till you find what you're looking for. One thing I know about this walk, from me being in it as long as I've been in it, if you are hungry and you are seriously searching for Yah and his way, listen to my words closely, his way, not your own, his way, he will meet you where you at. He's faithful like that. That's what we just got done reading too. See, he hears our voice, but he only hears our voice when our voice is lined up with what he wants. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm selfish in my mindset, when I'm manipulative in my mindset, I got malice in my heart, I got envy, I got jealousy, I got strife, I got contention, I got murder. You see what I'm saying? He's not hearing that. But when my will lines up with his will, that's when he hears my voice, communication coming from me. That's when he reacts and responds to that. And then we always are blessed. And then we get in the mode, like I said, we get content there, and now we want to be a blessing to everybody else. But the reason that the women could get set free is because this is a ministry, too. I'm shifting a little bit, but this is a ministry full of deliverance. We actually believe in the deliverance that this scriptures talk about. So these sisters know they can come and they can share the things that's been on their heart that they've been harboring inside for all these years, the things that they've ignored, the things that they've tried to sweep under the rug. This ministry don't let you do that. We taking the rug. We're not just lifting it up. We're taking that thing and tossing it out the window. This ministry fully exposes you as the menstrual rag that you are. But see, it's the blood of Jesus that makes you white as snow, that makes you pure, that makes you whole. And in this ministry, especially for the daughters of Zion, this is a safe haven to come to. and to heal, because that's what the majority of you daughters of Zion need. You need to be healed, and this is why I stay on the brothers, because they need to be in a position spiritually to discern what and when you need, what you need from the Most High, and be able to tug on the ear of the Most High and get answers for you, because these things are deep, man. I mean, we've seen it. Y'all know we're seeing things that are going back 3, 4, some things 10 generations. These curses are real, but they don't have to be perpetuated. They don't have to keep going. Somebody can come in and break these curses with holiness, with true repentance in their heart, and righteousness, and the desire to be an example for the daughters of Zion to come. And that's where your true healing and your true deliverance comes from. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Looks like we've got a call in the caller queue. Would you like to take that?
Let's see here. Are we ready for calls? All right. Now, look, thanks. Look, Saints, the call-in number is 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. When you call in, you just have to – you may get a automated thing from a woman telling you to hit 1. You may not, but if you hit the number 1, that gives us an indicator here that you statement you have a testimony. Those of you that have something to say, those of you that have a question or maybe even a testimony, you need to go ahead and get lined up in the caller queue now. And again, that number is 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. Yeah, we're going to go to a caller. We got a caller calling in from Texas, I believe. Okay, you are calling in from 713-713. You on the Sister to Sister broadcast here with Sister Jennifer and Elder Rupert. How can we help you? Area code 713. You are live on the Sister to Sister broadcast with Sister Jennifer and Elder Rufus. How can we help you?
Yeah, looks like 713 made a mistake. If you desire to speak with us, 713, just get back in the queue. We're going to go on to the next call.
All righty. Go ahead and hit it. In the caller queue now, we have, I believe, Sister Candace from 619, area code 619. You're on the Sister to Sister broadcast with Sister Jennifer and Elder Rufus. How can we help you?
Blessings, Elder, and blessings, Sister Jennifer. I just wanted to tell you thank you for this. Start with the scripture. This morning when I had gotten the call from my sister, from Sister Monet, regarding our sister, my mind went to that scripture because all I could think about was the verse 15, you know, when we are in, you know, the Father, you know, it's going to be, like Pastor said, this past Shabbat, a promotion of death. It's a promotion. And it just gave me so much comfort. And and even when you read it, it just brought back so much love and joy in my spirit, because that is how we ought to be. Pay our vows, like you said, and it was just beautiful. It was beautiful to hear you read it and to listen to it again. And I'm just thankful for the ministry and Pastor Dow and all that he's been teaching us, so that we can be ready to be receive that rich welcome into the kingdom of the Father, and not get caught up in the things and cares of this life. I also thank you all again for last week's broadcast. This week, actually yesterday, I had to put some closure to my natural dad, and it was kind of hard, but I didn't feel much grief or sadness about it. After we left, we had to go back to San Diego and pick up a few things, and I thank the Father for Brother Will, because he had so much patience, and I often think about the endurance of one another. But I had to put some closure, but I'm grateful that I had
I did have a technical difficulty.
Sister Candace, you've got a lot of background noise, so I'm going to mute you, and I'll let you take care of what you need to take care of there, okay? And then we'll bring you back up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me speak to what Sister Candace was talking about, because you hear pastors saying it all the time about how the Psalms tell us that it's precious in the sight of the Most High, the death of his saints, and we need to really grasp that. You know what I mean? That Most High is rejoicing when saints pass away, because they get to be with him. No more suffering here on this earth. And let's keep it real. I mean, if we're not selfish, and we're not playing games, if we get that option, if it's presented to any of us that, okay, you can stay here and keep enduring, or you can leave. You can leave and go be with the Most High. I don't know too many, I don't know anybody in the faith right now that's going to choose to stay here on this wicked, perverse, just tore up earth and choose to go see the Most High later. Take that chance of losing your salvation. No, the Bible says those that endure to the end. Hey, when that option is there, we are at the end. And, you know, she spoke about our sister Cheryl, our dear sister Cheryl out there. That's Sister Monet. Some of you may know her as Isis, but that's her mother. And she just recently passed away this morning, right? She passed away this morning. And we rejoice. I am grateful because here was a woman, I don't even really know her full age. She was in her maybe 40s or 50s, early 50s maybe. I don't know her age, but she was young. But at least she got to the point where she came into the knowledge of this truth before the breath went out of her body. So she died in the Most High. I rejoice for that. I really do. And like me and the shepherd was talking this morning, me and Pastor Dow, and we were talking about how grateful we are to the Father to see all these people come in, get a chance to spend some time with the saints, get a chance to know the love of Yah. And then the Father said, all right, now it's time for you to come on home. You see what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful, gracious, loving thing that the Most High is doing. But again, when we're not stuck in selfishness, we're not stuck in ourselves, we'll be able to look at the situation and rejoice, just like the Most High does. You know, this is something that he gets excited about. This is precious in his sight. So it should be the same for us, too. Let's try Sister Candace again if she had a little more to say. Maybe we got that background noise taken in. Sister Candace, you there with a sister?
Yes, sir, I am, Elder.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap up the call, but I just wanted to say also I have been in Hebrews 11, and that was another scripture that, you know, came to my heart, was that all of these patriarchs died in the faith, and some of them never receiving the promise, because Yah has a building that is prepared, a place for us to come to, that the builder and maker is the Most High Yah. And that's comforting. Sometimes we will pass. There are many of us that may pass before we hit a great tribulation, and it's here right now. But the comfort in it is that, like Pastor's been preaching and teaching us, death is a promotion, and that's just stuck with me. And then he said, love not your life even unto death. And then Pastor Corey talked about that. That has stuck with me, and I'm just thankful for you, every last one of you. You are a blessing to my life. And without you, I could not make this walk. I could not learn the things I learned and make the transformations that's needed in order to enter into that kingdom that he has prepared for us. I love you dearly. I love this ministry, and I'm thankful for you all. Bless you. Bless you, Elder. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my call. I love you, my Sister Jennifer. I love you all. Thank you so much, and blessings.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Candace, and we love you dearly. You know, Sister Candace, when she calls in, she's always so grateful, so encouraged, and it's always an honor and a blessing just to be able to hear from her. It really is. Elder?
Yeah, I was speaking with a saint today, and we went down that path of talking about how, you know, here it is, we're in this walk, but the world tries to make us think that we are a strong individual when we just do it all by ourselves. When you can go figure it out by yourself, when you can form it by yourself, just you got brain power, you can just do it all. But the funny thing is that when you read the scriptures, it was never designed for you to do any of this by yourself. Why? Because we are one. We are united. We are communing together. And I was sharing that with the saint that I was talking to earlier about how, you know, the beauty in community. This is Yah's plan. This is his, this is what he desires for us so that we can make it in. And then there's a high level of protection in it. You know, you speak a lot about when you're giving out shout outs, especially when you give them to me, you know, you're really speaking about the covering that is over you that you've never had. And it's a beauty and a blessing for you to be in a true covering. This is the beauty of the community. This is the beauty of being in the body of Christ. You are covered. You are covered in the body of Christ. You are hidden in the secret place of the Most High Yah. And we were talking about that, and we were getting excited earlier today because I think we miss the simplicity of that sometimes, that this should be the goal. You know, you see us here on these communities. This should be your goal to be on community. You shouldn't be comfortable living around the heathen. You shouldn't be comfortable living in these cities. You shouldn't be comfortable being in debt. You shouldn't be comfortable hobnogging and rubbing elbows and swapping conversations with these heathens. And you know, we should be transforming our minds to be comfortable in the things of Yah. I had another conversation. I'm going to let you speak, Sister Jennifer. I had another conversation with another saint. And I was telling them, I said, you know, because they were talking about family. This was Candace brought that up about the closure she got with her father, right? They were bringing up this, and I said, you know, anybody that opposes my walk or tries to hinder my walk with the Most High, that is an individual that I automatically cut off. Why? They cannot love Yah. And who in the world am I to sit here and say, I love this individual, knowing that they hate my father, knowing that they hate the master, Yahshua, the one that lived, was an example, took the persecution, bore all sins, you know what I mean? Died for me, rose for me, shed his blood for me. But I call myself loving that individual, knowing that they hate Jesus, knowing that they hate Yahshua HaMashiach. I mean, that is asinine. But a lot of us have that. Why? Because the person has a title called mom, grandmother, father, brother, uncle, aunt, high school friend, college frat buddy. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know what title they have in your life. But if they don't love the Messiah and they're doing things to hinder you in your walk, meaning having contentious conversations, sending you scriptures taken out of context because they don't understand them, thinking they can confuse you, trying to cause havoc in your life with your children, trying to mess up your covenant with your man or with your wife. You sitting on with your woman. All these things, those are people that I automatically cut off. Why? Because they hate Yah. They are against Yah. And when we start maturing in this thing, we will see this type of closure that Sister Kansas just got, it'll become much easier because you will love the things of Yah more than the things of this world. You will get past your feelings and your emotions. Yes, I'm talking to you sisters. Because all of you believe, not all of you, but a lot of you believe that you ain't who you are unless you have these feelings and these emotions. No, everybody has them. I cry. I hurt. I'm angry. You know what I mean? They're feelings. They're emotions. They just aren't going to dictate my actions. They're not going to dictate my responses to specific things. It's just not going to do it. I'm going to stay in the love of Yah. I'm going to live by his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, period. And anybody that's against that, I don't want no parts of. They are just like the Hasatan to me because he's against Yah's kingdom, and so are you. So you're an agent for him. I hope that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. You know, the message that Pastor Dow gave us this past Shabbat, the end time message, and at the end of that, when he said, you know, if you have family members who you say you love and, you know, you want to get this word out to them, send the message to them. And in listening to him tell us to do that, you know, there's a lot of wisdom in that because you can't listen to a message like that and ignore it. You're going to be required to take action and to have some faith and to put some work with your faith or you're going to reject it. Mm-hmm. And if you have family members who, you know, you've been sending scriptures to and you've been telling them, oh, you should listen to Pastor Dial and, you know, and they're still just not coming along, send them that message. Have you done that? Have you sent them the message, the end time message? And if they reject it, are you ready to cut them off? Are you ready to just let them go?
I'm going to tell you this, right? Check this out, sisters, all right? And, you know, not trying to be controversial, okay? But I'm going to say it. I'm going to say this. A lot of you don't love your family members. You think you do. You don't. You don't love them because you will not believe what the scriptures and the word of Yah tells you to do to actually win them over. You won't do it. What you want to do is the things that the world has taught you, that this Christian Roman Catholic system has taught you, and present to them what they call witnessing. That's what you want to do because you think you're intellectual, you think you're smart, you got a high lofty opinion about yourself, you think you're better than these people. I'm telling you, it's just facts. So that's why you want to squabble back and forth with them in Scripture. Instead of doing what the book says and saying, let your conversation, which we know is not you running your mouth. When the book is talking about the word conversation, it's talking about your lifestyle. Let them see it. You don't have to say a word to them. And believe me, those that the Most High has given an ear to hear or eyes to see, you will not be able to get rid of those people. They will come to you. They will inquire of you. They will be respectful of you. They will honor your time. They will honor the words that you say. Instead of you going back and forth through text messages and you going back and forth through conversations and fake holidays and, you know, all this crap y'all going through because you love your mama. Why? That's the question of the hour to me. Why do you love them? Why? Tell me from a scriptural standpoint why they deserve your love. What have they done for you to show them love? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand the book tells us, you know, we all know, man, nothing but love. Right? I understand that. Don't get all super religious on me. All right? But you understand what I'm saying. Love should be a reciprocal thing. Now, it shouldn't be the motivation. Like me and Sister Jennifer here, I chose to love her. Right? I chose to cover her. I'm going to do that regardless if she give me the love back or not. I just made that decision. I did. Now, she can accept or reject. She can accept or reject. But it doesn't dictate if I'm going to love her or not, if she receives it or not. Does that make sense?
So it's in perfect sense.
So when we're dealing with these family members, we don't really love them because we won't follow the instruction that the book tells us to do to win people to the faith. Now, I understand that's talking about a husband and a wife type of situation, but do you think that don't apply to you winning your mom or you winning your brother or you winning your uncle or high school friend, whatever. You know what I mean? You don't think that would work for them? See, I got too much testimony of it working. I got too many experiences where I just did what the Most High told me to do, and people stay connected because Yah gave them an ear to hear. And some of those folk are in the faith now. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Some of them are on their way in the faith. Some of them are still connected to me. But I'm telling you, anybody that would hinder me in my walk, want to come at me crazy, and I believe me, you know, Sister Jennifer, my best friend had no problem cutting him off. No problem cutting him off. Why? He became an antichrist. He saw me living things in the book that he couldn't accept. I'm fine with it. In the end, we'll see who's really serving Yah, who's not. But you sisters, I'm being honest, you don't love these people. When you batting scripture back and forth with them, you know all they're trying to do is get you riled up and take you out of that good atmosphere, that good holy space you in, and jack your day up. No, cut that crap out. Cut them off. Don't speak to them. Just because they text don't mean you got to respond. Just because they call don't mean you got to respond. I remember when I was I'm going to let you speak. This is back in the world, and I have this buddy that used to be a sports agent. And I asked him, because, you know, he's a millionaire and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, you got thousands of folk trying to get at your attention. And I said, man, how do you deal with all that? He said, man, you better come master of messages. He will look a message and send them directly to his message box. And that book will be filed in the D13 file, never to be answered. You just because somebody asks you something or require you ain't required to answer that question. You ain't required to give them a response. And y'all know a lot of these people are setting you up. They really are. They're setting you up to get you out of the love of Yah. They can just knock you off kilter for a minute. They happy with that because they working for the house of time. Think he happy with you praising the Most High Yah, dancing for the Most High Yah? No, he ain't happy with that.
So if he can send your little nephew or send your mom one message to get you off kilter, he's happy with that. Quit playing into that crap. You really love them, let them see you, especially women. Married women, let them see you serve your husband. It'll piss, man. Ooh. Either they will be mad, and they'll go away, or they're going to look at it in envy and say, wow, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Look at the level of love they got for each other. All right, so, Jenna, I'm talking about. Go ahead. Bless you.
You know, Elder, you brought up a lot of good points. I wanted to go back to the point where you talked about community, you know, how we should be desiring community. And I think we had talked about that the last time you were on as well. But, you know, as things change in the world that's around us, it's almost like being in a community. And I tell my sister Chandra this all the time. Being in a community is like we are in our own little world. We are tucked in our own little world. And when we are required to leave the land for whatever reason, it's like there's a whole nother world around us. And you feel so protected and so covered when you are here on the community. It's almost like you don't realize what is really going on outside of the community. If it wasn't for what we hear on the news or, you know, staying abreast of the current events, we would have no idea. But we are so protected and so tucked away here on the community, and I'm so thankful and grateful to have an opportunity to be protected. You know, talk to me a little bit about just, you know, what we're going through now, the mandate on us being quarantined to a certain degree, not being able to have the fellowship of the saints. You know, how do you stay encouraged in the midst of that? Because, I mean, even though we're on a community, there are saints who live afar, and they've not been able to get here. So talk to the sisters about how to stay encouraged in the midst of that.
It's no different than anything else you experience that causes you pain in the earth. You got to understand from the book standpoint that it's temporal. I mean, even if it's temporary, even if we are in quarantine until the Messiah comes back, that's a temporary state. We're going to be with each other forever. And I know some of you think, well, you can say that, Elder, you know, your community, you got wives, you got children, you got saints around you. You should see how we walking around here missing y'all. Pain is pain, and it's real. You know, did you forget that when Yah created us, he actually didn't create us to ever be separated, y'all? Think about it. He didn't create us and say, oh, one day we'll be apart. No, that wasn't the goal. Now, he knew it, but that wasn't the goal. Separation is like a death, y'all. Then here it are, we in this holy convocation, we're in this holy time of the year where we are allowed typically to be together, but now we can't be. You need to look at this situation as an opportunity to get closer to the Most High. I praise him because I know that this is a temporal state. But in this temporary state, he's going to do some working on me that's going to get me to appreciate and love and show more gratitude and be more grateful for the brothers and sisters that I do have around me. You know, the world says what, absence make the heart grow fonder. It's true. I mean, it's a worldly statement, but it is true. Being away from you make me more fonder of you. It's not going to make me get mad and start punching through walls and all. No, it's a temporal state. So we'll see each other next month. We'll see each other next year. We'll see each other on the other side. But I find comfort in that. I find peace in that, knowing that the eternal state that we're going to be in, we're going to be together. We're going to be connected. We're going to be joined. So that in itself makes me shout, makes me give the Father all the praise. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, Pastor Dial's been putting out a lot of videos for us, a lot of information.
Thank you, Pastor Dial.
Yes, really, really helping us, you know, just on every single front. And when he says something, it is not a suggestion. There is one video that he spoke on, and he said, you know, you need to be growing your own food. You need to grow a lot of bush beans, and you need to grow a lot of corn. So we took that literally. So we've planted a lot of bush beans, and we've talked about planting some corn as well. So we're going to do that. And then our other communities that are around us, they're going to be doing that, the same thing. We even have saints, single women who have patio gardens.
Beautiful.
You know? Yeah.
They growing some food.
Absolutely. So even though they can't get to us, they're still following the instruction and the direction from our shepherd. So make sure y'all are listening to everything that our shepherd is putting out, and don't take it as a suggestion. Really take it as something that you need to be doing.
I agree 100%, and I'm very grateful. I will give another shout-out to Pastor Dow. I mean, the video's out. You were talking about it earlier, how when you're in community, you kind of feel like you're in a little bubble, you're in your own little world. But hearing Pastor Dow's video, that keeps us connected to the Most High Yah, keeps us connected to the ministry, keeps us connected to the saints. But also, we keep abreast of what's going on out there in the world so we can stay prepared. We are always steps ahead of this wicked world. And they wise in what they do, meaning, like, let me tell you how. The Hasatan know that we're supposed to be growing our own stuff and we're agricultural people. So you see brothers and sisters put out videos showing that if you go to Walmart, they got the garden section shut down and you can't buy seeds and they're trying to hide the heirloom seeds. Man, I don't even mind telling y'all, I paid $500 for a truckload of what they call black gold, y'all. That's the dirt that has the worm castings and the manure and, you know, all the stuff that you need in there, right? That's like double what I used to pay 2, 3, 4 years ago. And all right, Sister Jim, and I had to go. I'm in Georgia, y'all. I was in southern Georgia trying to get it. I was in our area around here trying to find it. Nobody could get it to me. Nobody could get it, period. I went to Alabama. I called my faithful brother, Toby. He found the place. I was excited. They had like 8 tons left, which, you know, that's some, but that's not a lot, y'all. And we were like, okay. He said, send 4 tons to my elder and bring 4 to me. Man, he was going to deliver it the next day. That guy called. Man, the boss said, we can't leave. We can't leave the city. So, brother, Toby couldn't get here. I ended up going all the way up close to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to Ringo, Georgia, where that tornado hit, and finally found it and had them ship it to us, and it cost me $500. Now I'm trying to figure out a way to get some to my brother Toby. But the people told us, when they dropped it off, they told Sister Jennifer, look, this stuff, as fast as we make it, it's getting out of here. So the Hasatan know how to make it hard, but to us, we know the value of how precious this food is, and it is. So we'll pay the $500. Why? We'll get a billion times more than that back when we're able to feed all the saints that are in this area, give an offering the straight way, the things that we do with the food that Yah has provided for Israel. It's worth it. You know, instead of sitting there thinking, I paid double. No, it don't matter. Yah is a provider. I'm grateful that he gave us the resources to pay the double. You understand what I'm saying? It's the mindset you got to have going to it. I've been making a statement to Sister Jennifer lately, and it's been resonating with myself, right? It's been really resonating with me. I think I talked to a sister about putting it on a shirt, and the saints could have it in their mind too. But at the end of the day, if you ain't coming with solutions, you just complaining. And I really believe that. I really believe that. If you're not coming with the solutions, you're really complaining. And you need to have that type of mindset. The solution is find the dirt. Now, when I found it, it's up to y'all to provide the resources for us to get it. And he has been faithful, and he's done that. But you got to have that desire. Most of us, they shut the we can't get this, we can't get that, we can't get that. Keep fighting, keep searching, keep going out doing it. You got to have that non-quit mentality. Endure to the end. Y'all will make a way for me to be obedient to what the man of Yah said, because he's not going to tell you to do it, and it cannot be done. Will you have to jump through some hoops? Will you have some hard days? Will you have to come and be uncomfortable in your flesh? Yes, but it's all worth it, especially when you're looking out and you're seeing babies eating green beans and saints sitting there enjoying that meal, knowing that they put that work in and we put that work in, of going out and tilling that ground and going out and pulling those weeds and planting that in there and taking care of it and watering it and harvesting it and cleaning it and putting it in jars. You know what I mean? When you go through that whole process, it is such a reward in your heart knowing that you are taking care of the people of Yah. Just like this thing said here, we're going to show, and when we was reading in Psalm 166, it said, I'm going to pay my vows now in the presence of the people. And we was reading in Psalms 116, I just read verse 18, but it's also written in verse 14. Pay your vows now in the presence of all his people. That's how you do it, by being faithful in the things that the
that the man of Yah tell you to do, and you press through, because he's not going to tell you to do something that you can't do. You just got to press.
Hallelujah. Very good point, Elder Rufus. You know, sisters, you said so much, Elder. Be prepared to face opposition, especially with these times that we're going through now. Even Pastor Dow spoke on, you know, how you can't, you're not going to be able to be passive. You're not going to be able to live a passive life and think that you're going to get anywhere. So be expecting to face opposition and don't just quit. You know, if it doesn't turn out the way that you desire, don't quit. It's not an option. You have to continue to press. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to say that. And all right, let me go through this because I see we got a lot more people came in through the caller queue. Excuse me. And we got a few more people that have come in through the chat room. So the call-in number, if you have a question, if you have a testimony, the call-in number is 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. That's the call-in number. When you get in the call-in queue, hit the number one, and that will give us an indication that you have a question or you want to say something, and then we can pull you up. Typically, the way we pull you up is by calling out your area code, okay? So we'll say, you know, area code, whatever, 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 area code, whatever, 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 you on the sister-to-sister broadcast. That's how we do it. So those of you that have questions, get in the caller queue now, 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. We're going to take another quick short ministry break. We're going to give you the mailing address again, since we got the newer people that have come in through the chat room and through the caller queue. You can hear this information to where if you desire to be a blessing to the ministry, this is how you can do it. This is where you can mail your offerings to, your letters of support, things of that magnitude. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back to answer more of your questions and listen to your statements and testimonies. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. I was telling Elder Rufus during the ministry break, I said, you know, it was very different this year with us, the way that we did Passover. Everything was online. You know, we couldn't physically see each other. in person, but we got to do the foot wash and do the Passover supper online. So that was very different. We've never done that before as a whole ministry. Some of you have joined us that way before because you couldn't get the straight way. But I wanted to say that, you know, I'm during these times, it's so important for me personally to find the positive in everything, you know, because if you don't look for the positive or the encouragement in everything, you can fall into this depressed type state. So what was so beautiful to me was seeing all the sisters going back to the old ways and the old paths and making their own unleavened bread. You know, that was just such a beautiful sight to me, being able to see everybody post their pictures of, you know, the foot washing and the women getting everything prepared for the feast. That was just a very beautiful sight for me to be able to see. And thank y'all for sharing that. I really do appreciate that because it was like we were together. And it was such an intimate time here. Even for those of you who may have been by yourselves, you know, still have access to the internet. So I'm grateful that we do still have access to the internet. We still have access to social media. We can use it in a righteous way. You know, and that the Father has blessed us with that.
You know, Sister Jennifer, I'm seeing being, you know, a little bit of ways in this thing, way past a decade, closer to two than one in this faith myself. I'm seeing that even now, the more that I throw away, the more that I separate myself from the things of this world, the more simple things become, the more easier it is for me to maintain my peace and maintain my joy and just stay in that hidden place, in that secret place of the Most High, Yah. And Pastor talked about this recently in one of the videos about you need to find contentment. Contentment was something I know that I really beseeched the face of the Father on because not that I had all these things personally I wanted, but I was just all over. You know what I'm saying? It was like a business. No, be content here. Be content here. Be content doing what Yah has you doing. You know, you always got that mentality of I could do more, I could do more, I could do more, I could do more. But how about doing what Yah requires you to do? Master that. Be faithful in the little things. But then he can trust you with something that we would consider greater or bigger or more. You know what I mean? And so coming into that contentment, you know, having that great peace from understanding and loving the law, man, the more simple we make things, around here, I see it in the ministry. The more basic, the more material things we get rid of, the more peace and the more souls I just keep. You know what I mean? That makes sense?
Makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Yeah. Elder, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No. And if y'all got questions or something, you can call in right now, 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. The Most High, you know, he's putting that Psalms 116 on my heart and talking with the saints about the position and the state we should be in now. It's a beautiful thing, you know, even though we are in this ridiculous quarantine and this social distancing and all this bull crap. I asked one of the saints, one of the young saints, for a hug today. He tried to give me a pound, say, hey, we got to practice social distancing. Now, he was joking. It still hit me hard, though. It still hit me. You know, he thought I wanted to punch him in his chest. I just wanted a hug from him. You know what I mean? And that's a joke, y'all. That's a joke. That's a joke. But serious, though, this social distancing and all this, I'm walking like today. I was all over today, y'all. I mean, I was all over the state of Georgia. I was South Georgia. I was way up in the north part of Georgia, up into Tennessee. I've been gone since early this morning. I got back, and all I'm seeing is people walking around with masks on. And then you're walking past people and you're seeing them veer away from you like, oh, he's going to be too close if I just keep walking in this line. You know, normally, as a big black man, I get that just because they're scared as hell. You know what I mean? Especially white folks, you know, they be just nervous and want to go to the other side. Now I'm getting that from everybody. Got on masks and space suits and all. It just, it's sad. But to me, I would be happy just sitting here on the land. I would be happy just being here working on the land, doing the work of the Most High here. I don't have to be out there amongst them heathens. I mean, I love being here on the land.
but some of us are required to go out and get things done while we can. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's a very heavy feeling out there when you do have to leave the land. There's such a depressive, heavy feeling, and it's really a fear. You know, people are panicked, and there's so much fear in the air that you can literally feel it when you leave your home, when you leave the land. So, again, I'm just thankful that the Most High has protected us, and I'm so thankful that we don't have to live in fear. You know, we obey, and we do what we have to do, and He protects us, and that is a blessing. Elder?
I'm good. Doesn't look like we have any callers in the caller queue, so we can end this broadcast. You got some closing words for the sisters?
Yes, I do. Sisters, again, Pastor Dow is doing his best to make sure that we stay sober in this season, and especially when we come out, because he's continually warning us, you know, when this ends, please don't go back to a passive state. You know, make sure that you do whatever you can do to stay proactive. You know, he even talked about when you go out, make sure you get a large can of food to store every time you go out. Make sure you're doing what you can to store your food. Put everything in Mylar bags. You know, those videos, I think, they should still be up. Those are the videos that we first watched when we came into the ministry, how to properly store your food. So make sure you've got things stored up. Don't be a burden to somebody else and thinking that, you know, when the truck stop running and you can't get to the store, don't just assume that somebody else is going to feed you if you have not prepared for yourself and for your family. You know, women, some of you are trusted with the grocery shopping. Some of you are trusted with the grocery money. Just make sure you budget. You put in your budget food storage. You know, make sure that you figure out how, okay, we're going to change our eating so that we can put some aside for food storage. But don't be selfish. Don't expect that somebody, that you're just going to show up at a community or that you're going to show up at Straightway Tennessee and they're going to let you in because you haven't done what our pastor's been teaching us to do for years and years and years.
Hallelujah. I agree with that 100%. And I'll end on this. Because we are in the holy set apart time of the year and we are in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we can rejoice that we made it, because it was definitely some type of dead season that we went through. But we will come out greater. We will come out more sound. We will come out more sober. We will come out more mature. We'll come out more motivated and inspired to serve the Most High. We'll come out more serious about being good stewards over the things that Yah has blessed us with, being grateful and appreciative of the things that our brothers and sisters are doing to help us along in this thing. So at the end of the day, just because we're in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, let's not forget to continue to keep removing the leaven from our hearts. Now, I know some of you, you removed the leaven from your house, and I had people calling and stuff and say, hey, you know, you ain't sinning. You understand what I'm saying? You're not sinning by removing the leaven from your house, but it is more important that you get the understanding that the things that are jacked up in your heart, get rid of that. So those of you that are in positions and in places where you can get deliverance, go after it. Purge thyself, like the book says, okay? Get more serious about living holy, all right? Saturate. Cover yourself. Marinate yourself in the word of Yah, because it is the only thing that is going to change the way you think and perceive. I promise you that. All right? So in this time, this is the time where you definitely need to be doing it. Hallelujah. So concentrate on removing all levels of leaven that could be in your heart. All right? All right? Yah is the one that calls us perfect, but that perfection doesn't come from your flesh. The perfection comes from in your mind. You are fully agreed in your mind, and you are fully convinced, and you are content in his word. That's where the perfection comes from. So believe the promises of his book.
and they will come true in your life. I've lived it. I know it. So, again, deal with 11. Just because we're in that season, oh, I made it out, great. It doesn't stop. It just begins. Hallelujah. So, bless you, saints. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Sister to Sister broadcast. I'm Elder Rufus, and it's an honor for me to be here fellowshipping with you sisters and the brothers that are listening in. My wife, Sister Jennifer, is typically the co-host of this show. She pretty much stays in that role and thrusts me into the host role. Again, we send out encouraging words to the house of Deacon Bell and Sister Ashley. We love y'all so much. And thanks. Stay encouraged no matter what. Put on the garment of praise. I can tell you this, and I'm going to go. I'm going to say these words, and then we're going to bust up out of here. When you put on your garment of praise and you start praising the Most High, one thing I can guarantee is going to be one individual that will not be there, and that is the Hasatan.
Jesus, and you are destroyed in the name of Jesus.